are into fantasy football and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level, this is the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Go!
Ho, ho, holy crap, it's the fantasy playoffs.
Are you ready?
Let's go!
We are back! Welcome back to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy, that's Trey, and the time is now. Buddy, what's going on?
Let me tell you what's going on, man. 63 points is what's going on the board for the Raiders. What an insane game. I mean, how do you go from 0 points 1 week to putting up 63 the next week?
I don't know, man, but if he ain't the coach next year, man, then I don't know what's going on in the NFL, man. They showed the owner in the box, man. He was just like, I can't believe this is happening. You know what I mean?
And did you see the defensive pick six? That dude, like, I mean, oh, that yeah. was the quick grab and – I mean, that was an insane play. Like, one of the probably the best plays this yeah. year.
I mean, he was on it before the offense was on it. He hopped up.
He knew the play.
Hit it, spun, grabbed it, touchdown, baby.
I was watching. They saw Austin Eckler went in motion right before they snapped it, and he said he must have seen that on tape and mm-hmm. knew what was about to happen because was there.
I mean, yeah, it takes balls to actually see it and feel like this is definitely what's right. going to happen, you know, because he could have totally messed that up and gone. Good stuff, right. man. Good stuff. I mean, a Thursday night game that I didn't see coming, you know?
Yeah, man. You know, we expected it not to be that great of a game, but hey, I'm glad we started the Raiders defense.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, if you watch Trey's top 3D on our waiver wire show, Raiders were at the top of the list, man. So just saying. But hey, guys, we've got your starts and sits, fantasy playoffs. Good stuff. Before we get into all that, though, we have got to get a quick word from our friends over at Manscaped.
Step into 2024 with confidence. Ooh. Thanks to Manscaped, where resolutions are met and hairs are neatly kept. As the new year approaches, why not make self-improvement a breeze by keeping your body well-groomed? Introducing Manscaped's Performance Package 5.0 Ultra, the ultimate all-inclusive kit designed to help you feel clean-cut and confident as you should. Featuring the powerhouse Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra, this next-gen trimmer ensures precision and ease when tracking your toughest hairs. So kick off 2024 with a trim above the rest and use our promo code SUPERFLEX20 to get 20% off and free shipping worldwide.
Worldwide, baby. I love it. Hey, guys, I'm telling you, it's Christmas time. You want an awesome, unique gift that will get here before Christmas? Use that promo code SUPERFLEX20 at manscaped.com. Get you some trimmed up boys and just get the holidays going. I love it, Trey.
Yes, sir.
I love it. I love it, guys. This is our starts and sits show. Don't forget, guys, to set those lineups because we do have some games on Saturday. So just be ready is all I'm saying. If you do have some start and sit questions, please throw them down in the comments, man. We're going to get you ready. Get you ready.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Tommy says, I just got faded. Thank you, Manscaped. What up, boys? Playoffs, baby.
That's what it is. It's playoff time.
What's up, Tommy? Thanks for popping in, buddy. Guys, don't forget to hit that like button. Subscribe to Fourth and Flex if you haven't done that stuff already. But, Trey, let's go ahead and hop it on to the first game. The first game Saturday morning. We've got the Vikings at the Bengals.
Over-under for this game is 40 points. Vegas have the Bengals picked to win by 4, and I'm riding with Jake Browning, baby. The Bengals are getting the dub here.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, bro. Browning has been amazing, dude. Poised in the pocket, doing his thing. I mean, I've got Justin Fields and Browning, and I'm wondering, who should I start?
Yeah, man, it's tough. It's definitely tough. You know, Browning's one of those guys that, like I said, you know, we know he has a low floor, but his ceiling is higher than a lot of the guys that are probably on your team ready to be started, you know? So if you're struggling and you're thinking you're going to lose, take that risk, throw Browning out there.
Hey man, I'm projected to win and I'm still thinking about taking that risk and throwing Browning out there. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Hey, but let's jump to some Vikings starts in this game. Ty Chandler, I think, is a must start this week with Alexander Mattison being out. Don't forget, though, Justin Jefferson should be on the field and should be started no matter who is throwing him the football. I like Jordan Addison this week. Start TJ Hockenson, obviously, man, tight end, dude, you got to. And, you know, sit KJ Osborne, pretty much everybody else on the Vikings, man.
Yeah, man, I like TJ Hockenson a lot this week. I think he's going to help people win their playoffs.
Yeah, for sure, buddy, for sure. Guys, we're being a little more picky this week with our starts and sits, man, and that's because this is the time right now, man, the playoffs. We got to be. We got to be.
That's right.
But let's get to some Bengals starts. We talked about it already. Jake Browning, throw this guy in there. Joe Mixon has been on fire. Also, throw him in there. Ja'Marr Chase. T. Higgins. Honestly, I like starting both of these guys, man. And if you're in a pinch, Tanner Hudson as in your tight end slot, Trey?
Yeah, man. It's definitely risky, but he's got touchdown upside, and that's what you want out of your tight end, so I like it.
Yes, sir. You do like it, guys. Vikings, Bengals, great way to start your Saturday. Let's go ahead and move on, though, to the next game, man. We've got the Steelers at the Colts.
Over-under for this game is 42.5 points. Vegas have the Colts picked to win by 2.5. And, you know, all day when I was getting ready for the show, I was like, I'm going to pick the Colts. But let me tell you something. The Steelers, they're pretty good at going 500. So give me the Steelers to get the dub here.
Ooh, I like it. They are. You're right. They are good about being a Mike Tomlin. I don't think he's had a season under 500. But I'm going to take the Colts here, buddy.
I feel you. I just think Mike Tomlin, I know Mitch Trubisky's still starting this game, but I just think Mike Tomlin, you know, he's like, I'm going to get a dub.
He'll figure it out, huh?
Yes, sir.
Heck yeah. I like it.
But jumping into my Steelers starts, it's pretty short and sweet. Deontay Johnson is the only Steeler you can start in the playoffs, and it's scary even doing that. Najee and Jaylen Warren are splitting minimal carries these days. I mean, they're putting up 7-8 points apiece. I mean, you're begging for a touchdown if you start one of these guys. And Mitchell Trubisky just likes to throw it to the other team. So, you know, that's what I'm saying. So Deontay Johnson is really the only guy I'm willing to start on the Steelers, and I'm still hoping to find somebody else.
No George Pickens this week, huh?
No way.
No way, he says. No way. I like it, though. I like it, man. Don't take those unnecessary risks this week.
Jumping to my Colt starts. Gardner Minshew in a super flex, I think, is still manageable for your playoff team. Michael Pittman Jr., you have to start this dude up. Jonathan Taylor is out, unfortunately, and Zach Moss has been struggling. If you start him, expect 7-9 points. You know what I mean? That's what you're probably looking at.
It's terrible, man, because when he was out earlier in the year, Zach Moss was on fire. Just doesn't seem like they're able to get that run game going the way they were in the first half of the year, so it sucks.
Well, and I feel like when that was happening, Anthony Richardson was the QB, and I think maybe Gardner Minshew is where the changeup has been there.
It's all Gardner Minshew's fault, says Trey. But I like it, buddy. Steelers, Colts, I mean, that's Saturday, and there's football, so I like it, buddy. I like it. Hey, Tyler Speary popping in. What are people smoking thinking Zach Wilson and the Jets are going to do good against Jalen Ramsey and the Dolphins? He has one touchdown against a good team in 8 weeks.
I think people are just taken from the Titans beating the Dolphins and how they played in that game, you know, and that was without Tyreek. And if Tyreek's not in this game, you know, the Jets defense is solid. But yeah, you're right. The offense is nothing to look at.
Absolutely. And that game's coming up here in a little bit. So we're going to tell you who we think is going to take the dub in that game. Thank you, Tyler, man, for popping in over on YouTube, man. Hit that like button for us, buddy. If you don't mind, we appreciate the love. Hey, we got somebody over on Twitch banging play. Should I start Rice or Collins or Lockett PPR?
Yeah, man, it's pretty easy for me. It's Tyler Lockett, and you know, like, he's volatile, it goes up and down, but I think he has the double the upside of the other two guys on your list.
Is that Nico Collins? Yeah. Rashee Rice. Yeah. Nico Collins, man, I'm feeling like he's not gonna play in this game, to be honest, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. Rashee Rice, man, he's been on fire lately, but I feel like Lockett, man, has the higher ceiling, Trey, and I think you're right. Appreciate you popping over on Twitch, man. I love to see it. I love to see it. But let's go ahead and hopping on over to the next game of the game, Saturday night. We've got the Broncos at the Lions.
Over-under for this game is 47 points. Vegas had the Lions picked to win by four. And, you know, the Lions have not looked super great recently, but the Broncos have been on fire. But I think the Lions end up pulling off the dub here.
I mean, yeah, I don't know, buddy. The Broncos, they've been a little up and down too. I feel like you're right, though. I feel like the Lions are going to pull it back and show us what they've been showing us, man. It's that time of year. It's that time of year. Let's get to some Broncos starts in this game. I like starting Russell Wilson against the Lions. And I like Cortland Sutton, but I think that's probably as far as I'm going to go. Maybe Javonta Williams. What do you think?
Yeah, man, those three exactly are the three I think of when I think of Broncos start. So
absolutely, for sure, for sure. Hop to some Lions starts, man. Jared Goff, I like him as a start. I know he kind of screwed a couple people out of the playoffs last week, but I do like him in this game. Amon-Ra St. Brown, start him up. David Montgomery, I like him also as a start. And Jahmyr Gibbs, keep starting those two guys up. And, of course, the big tight end, Sam Laporta, man, the biggest surprise on the Lions this year, Trey.
No doubt, no doubt. Yeah, it's crazy how we talk about all these great players from the Lions. You know, a couple years ago, we would not have that conversation.
Exactly, buddy, exactly. Hey, Tyler says, Metcalf or Jefferson with cracked ribs and a backup QB, although Geno is questionable.
Yeah, man, this is tough, but I think you go Metcalf here, to be honest with you. Justin Jefferson, you know, since he's came back from his injury, I know he did okay, but he went right back out, and it's scary to put him back in there. You know, Metcalf had three touchdowns just a couple weeks ago, so I think I ride Metcalf.
I hate that you have to make this decision, Tyler, but I feel like I go with Trey here, man. Metcalf, man, he's just been too hot lately, too hot.
The only thing that worries me is the Eagles' defense, but I think that Metcalf is the guy that can prove himself and go up and show out.
Oh, yeah, big body guy, just kind of body those DBs out there. I like it.
You know he's sitting at home practicing his sign language ready for his touchdown. So
get him in there. Yeah, oh, yeah, he already knows what he's going to say. But I like it, buddy. Let's go ahead and move on to the next game. Starting off Sunday, we've got the Giants at the Saints.
Over-under for this game is 36.5 points. Vegas have the Saints picked to win by 6.5. No, thank you. Give me the Giants, baby. Tommy DeVito.
I like it. I hope the Giants win. I mean, was it a fluke last week? I don't know. They were playing out of their mind, and I loved it. But I think I have to take the Saints here, buddy. With a healthy Taysom Hill, I think the Saints can do it. What do you think?
Jump into my Giants starts. You got to put Saquon Barkley out there. You know you got to fire this dude up. The big question is, do you want to take a risk on Wandale Robinson? It really depends on what you got on your bench, but he had a great week last week. You know, if you're really looking for somebody in the flex and there's nothing on the wire, Wandale's probably out there and it's worth a toss. And then Tommy DeVito, super flex desperation. I mean, it's really not nothing I want, but if you've had critical injuries at QB, you could do a lot worse than Tommy DeVito.
Okay, let me ask you something. Joe Flacco or Tommy DeVito?
It's very close for me, to be honest with you, but I lean Flacco just slightly.
Okay, Jake Browning or Flacco?
Jake Browning all day.
Got to go with that Jake Browning. Played a hot hand. I like it, buddy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Moving to the Saints starts. Alvin Kamara, you know you're firing this dude up. Chris Olave is questionable with an ankle injury. It's going to be a game time decision, but if he starts, you can start him. I think he'll do all right. Derek Carr. I don't want to start Derek Carr. I'd rather start Tommy DeVito. So there's that. But Taysom Hill, baby, fire him up for the playoffs. Yeah. Give me that. Give me that.
Oh, yeah. Old Taysom's ready to go for your fantasy playoffs, man. Hopefully he does what he's been doing and kills it, man. I like it, Trey. I like it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Hey, Tommy says, with Nico possibly out, I'm down to Hollywood, Dobbs, or OBJ, full PPR. But if Nico goes up, do I start him without Stroud?
I think you start OBJ regardless of what happens. I think OBJ is the pick here, man. I mean, he's just been on fire, and Nico really hasn't. He's been mildly consistent. Mm-hmm. Hollywood, you know, is doing better, but OBJ has been just killing it.
Yeah, I have to agree with you, buddy. You got to go OBJ here. I know Christian Watson is out, but he was out last week, and Dobbs didn't really do much. So I feel like you're right, buddy. You got to go with OBJ. Hey, Tyler Speary. Hey, thank you guys. One last question. Hey, buddy, you got other questions? You sent them on through, by the way. Hey, but Stafford, Love without Watson or Goff? The chalk arrest himself.
Choke artist.
Choke artist himself. Sorry.
Yeah, man, that's tough for me. It's to be honest with you, they're all kind of, you know, got question marks around them. Jordan Love is 10 of who I think, but I also think that Stafford could go off for a lot of people. I think I end up picking Stafford here.
Yeah, I agree, man. Love has he was going up, but he's kind of going down a little bit. Goff, man, he's just, you never know what you're going to get. I feel like Stafford is probably the more consistent option with the better weapons. So
exactly.
I'm going to go with Stafford with Trey as well. Hey, guys, let's go ahead and jump it over to the next game, man. We've got the Bears at the Browns.
Over-under for this game is 38.5 points. Vegas have the Browns picked to win by 3, but you know I'm taking the Bears, baby. Let's go.
Hey, I like it. I really thought you were going to go Browns here, man, but I'm riding with you, man. Let's get some Bears love out there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I like it. I just think that, you know, the Browns, really their defense is what holds them together. And I know Joe Flacco is putting up numbers, but I need Justin Fields to show off in the playoffs. So let's go.
Let's go. I love it. Playing with your heart, baby. Let's do it. Let's get some Bears starts, though, in this game. Justin Fields, start that guy up. You got to start old Deonta Foreman. Seemed to be taking over that main role over there. 56% of the snaps last week. Hopefully we can get in the 60s this week. Cole Kmet, you got to keep starting him up. As long as Justin Fields is playing, Cole Kmet is his guy. But I don't like starting Khalil Herbert. I don't like starting Roschon Johnson. Deonta Foreman's the only running back I'm willing to trust on the Bears, Trey.
What about DJ Moore?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, start DJ Moore up. Yeah, definitely do that. Don't forget to do that. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Just your reminder to always start your studs, you know?
Yes, sir. That's right. That is right.
Let's get some Brown starts in this game, man. Joe Flacco, I like as a start against that Bears defense. Jerome Ford is questionable, but is going to play from what I've heard. Jerome Ford, start him up. Amari Cooper is also going to play from what I've heard. Start Amari Cooper. And David Njoku has been on a tear. If you don't start him after the game he had last week, man, I don't know what you're doing.
Exactly. David Njoku going to carry me to the ring, baby, to the ring.
Hey, I like it. I like it. Hey, Death Taxes and Sports Podcast join. What's happening, buddy? Thanks for popping in, man. Appreciate it, Ben. That's my guy over there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I like it, man. Bears, Browns. Does it scare you at all to start Justin Fields against that Browns defense?
Oh, 100%. It scares me to death. But
Justin Fields or Jake Browning?
I've been asking myself this for a week, man, and I just, you know, and after the Raiders put up 30 points on defense, I think we ride Justin Fields. I think we'll be all right, but it definitely scares me.
Okay. Yeah, we picked up Jake Browning in a league where we knew the guy playing needed a quarterback with Herbert going out, so we picked up Browning just to make sure he didn't get him. And now we just can't figure out if we want to start him over Justin Fields. So I guess we're going to find out, buddy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Good stuff. Good stuff, man. I like it. I like it. Let's see. Tyler Speary says, okay, just thought of one. Last one this week. Do you trust Ridley over Metcalf or Montgomery if Zay Jones doesn't play, which it may be a game time decision?
I do not trust Ridley over Metcalf
or
Montgomery, to be honest with you. Even if Zay Jones doesn't play, Ridley is just, you know, he's been 7 to 9 points pretty consistently. I know he's had some up higher games, but even with Christian Kirk on IR, he really ain't showing any greatness for me.
Yeah, man, I have to go with the Metcalf as well. He's on our thumbnail for a reason. Dude has been on a tear. I think Trey's right, man. You got to go with it. Tommy says PPR, full PPR, pick 3, Barkley, James Cook, Zeke, or Kyren Williams. Ah, I think I know where you're going with this one, buddy, but let me hear it.
Yeah, man, it's definitely tough here because Zeke really did great last week, but I think you got to start the guys who've been putting up numbers all year, and that's Barkley, Cook, and Williams. You got to set Zeke here.
I mean, see, that's not where I thought you were going, man. Here's what I think. Barkley, Zeke, and Kyren Williams. That's where I'm feeling.
Oh, wow. You're going to sit James Cook?
It's hard, but yeah, man. James Cook, you never know how the Bills are going to use him, you know? And Zeke, man, he's the guy over there now.
I mean, but Zeke's had, what, one game of performance? I mean, one and a half, I guess. It scares me, man. The Patriots are such a dumpster fire team.
They really are. But full PPR, Zeke was catching a lot of passes on the sideline, man.
That's very true. But James Cook is that pass catcher, too, man. Start them all, Tommy. Start them all. Put them in your flex.
Guys, these are just, you know, we're just giving you what feels right from our hearts, from what we know. Guys, go with your gut, man. You know what I mean? Just, we're just here to help.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let's jump to the next game, though, buddy. A NFC South matchup. We got the Falcons at the Panthers.
Over-under for this game is 35 points. Vegas have the Falcons picked to win by 3. Well, you know what happens when you play the Panthers. You get the dub. But not this week. Ooh. The Panthers are getting the dub, baby. Let's go.
Jeez, I did not see that coming, my friend. I'm going to go ahead and just kindly, you know, gracefully disagree with you here. And I'm going to take the Falcons to take that W.
Yeah, you're probably right. But it would be cool if the Panthers got the W. Regardless, my Falcons starts are as follows. Bijan Robinson, you got to start this dude up. Drake London, I think you can start this week against the Panthers defense. I think he's going to put up enough numbers for you. And if you want to start Kyle Pitts, you want to take that ride, you go ahead and do it. I will not be on that same train with you, but have at it.
Hey, buddy, it's the Christmas time, man. You're not feeling that Christmas spirit for Kyle Pitts?
No, sir. Stanky hey, Pitts.
Yeah. Hey, at least you could say Trey has stayed consistent throughout the year with his Kyle Pittness.
That's right. But jumping to my Panther starts, it's an even smaller list. It's Chuba Hubbard. You got to start this dude up. And then Adam Thielen, I think you can flex him in this game, man. I know it's been rough and it's been back and forth, but I think he's going to have a manageable game for you.
I like it, buddy. I like it. Thielen, I hope you're right, buddy. I hope Thielen does have a manageable game. Man, he's been up and down all year, and I'm ready for him to go back up.
I know that's right.
Hey, guys, don't forget, if you're watching us on YouTube, to hit that like button and subscribe to Fourth and Flex if you haven't done that already, man. We appreciate the love, and it goes a long way to help you boys out, man. But yeah, man, the Falcons and the Panthers, we'll see what happens. But now it's time for our Manscaped Game of the Week. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This week we've got the Buccaneers at the Packers, Trey.
Over under for this game is 42.5 points. Vegas have the Packers picked to win by 3.5. And you know I love me some Bucks. But give me the Packers.
I knew it, bro. I mentioned it on the waiver wire show. I knew you were going to do this and take the Packers in this game. You really believe that with all your heart?
Most of it.
Hey, that's all you need, baby. Sometimes that's all you need. I'm taking the Bucks. Go figure, man. I think the Bucks can do this one, man. The way the Packers played last week, maybe.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, you know, the Bucks are on a little bit of a rise, but they really had some kind of easy games there for a couple weeks. You know, easy opponents. The Packs ain't nothing to play with. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? We'll take them. You know, their record, 6-7. You know what our record is? 6-7. Just saying.
Did y'all beat the Chiefs?
Huh?
Did the Bucks beat the Chiefs?
No. Did y'all beat the Giants?
I ain't y'all. I'm just talking about the Packers, dog. Tommy, give me some love in the comments.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Tommy, where you at, buddy? Where you at? But let's go ahead and jump to some Buccaneers starts in this game, man. Baker Mayfield has been awesome, man. I feel like you got to start Baker Mayfield up. Rashad White, another guy that's been great. Start him up. Mike Evans. I know last week was a little tough. But you got to start old Mike Evans up, man, because you never know where that ceiling's going to pop off. Cade Otton, I like, is a start also in this game. And as much as it pains me to do so, I don't like Chris Godwin as a start, Trey.
Me neither. And I really was thinking you were going to say start him. And I am not starting Chris Godwin in the playoffs, man. I just can't do it.
He was waiting for it. Just waiting for it.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Tommy says, go, Pack, go. Bandy, what we got on the game? What we got? I mean, what you got? I mean... Hey, if the Bucks win, man, you got to join our Patreon, Tommy.
Shout out, Tommy.
Shout out, Tommy. Hey, eh? I like it. yeah, let's go ahead, jump some Packers starts, buddy. Jordan Love, I think you can start him up against the Bucks. Aaron Jones, if he plays, and that's a big if, you got to start him up. I mean, he's questionable. AJ Dillon is questionable. I think Patrick Taylor's the only healthy running back on this team. Hey, I tell you what, though. If both of these guys don't play, I think you should snag old Patrick Taylor up, man. Could be a great, great starter in your playoffs, don't you think?
Yeah, man, definitely. But I am not starting Aaron Jones, man. That has been the biggest bust, in my opinion, in fantasy this year. It's just devastating. Based on where I drafted that dude, I am done with Aaron Jones. The only reason he's still on my bench is because it's a dynasty league, and I'm hoping for a better year next year. But I'm so done with that dude.
So done with Aaron Jones. Hey, but can't forget about my start of the week, Jaden Reed, man. This guy has been awesome, amazing. Christian Watson's out of there. Dobbs just can't seem to get it figured out to be that number one. He seems to always be dropping down to the three. Let's see. Yeah, and they're giving him runs also on the outside, man. You got to, buddy. You got to. Romeo Doubs, I know I said, you know, he's not been that great, but if you need a flex option, there's no other options. You could throw him in there if need be. But I also like Tucker Kraft as a start, Trey.
Yeah, man, I like me some Tucker Kraft. I think him and Jaden Reed are the best ball catchers in this game to start.
Definitely, buddy. Definitely. Hey, Jessica Welch. What up, boys?
What up?
What's happening, girl? Hey, Tommy says the Packers also got Kenyon Drake.
Okay, you like Drake?
You like Drake? Hey, do you like Drake?
I like Drake.
Hey, I'm just trying to make sure I don't make a mistake. Yeah, buddy. You like some Drake. But yeah, Buccaneers, Packers, Manscaped game of the week. Let's go ahead and hop over to the next game, man. We had Tyler in the comments talking about it earlier. We've got the Jets at the Dolphins.
Over-under for this game is 40.5 points. Vegas have the Dolphins picked to win by 12. And give me the Dolphins to get the dub here, although I do think the Jets' defense is going to hurt some fantasy playoffs.
I mean, Zach Wilson came in last week, kind of felt like the savior after that whole mess, the old Nick Boyle situation, as they call it. But I think the Dolphins got it. They'll do it. They'll figure it out, man. They're a good team. They can do it even if Tyreek doesn't play. I think they can beat the Jets.
Yes, sir. But jumping to my Jets starts, just a couple here. It's Garrett Wilson. I think he's still startable with Zach Wilson at QB and Breece Hall. I think it's startable for your fantasy playoffs. The Dolphins defensive line, you know, Breece Hall, I think can get through it and get some yards for you.
Absolutely, buddy. I agree with those.
And then my Dolphins starts. Tyreek Hill missed practice all week. But if he plays, you have to start him. I mean, you can't not start this dude. The only reason that I think he might play is because he's just a couple hundred yards away from a 2,000-yard season, and he might push it just to break that record. But if he doesn't start, you know, that's going to be tough for a lot of people out there, man. I know Tyreek Hill probably carried a lot of y'all to the playoffs. However, Jalen Waddle, you can start him regardless if Tyreek Hill starts or not. And Mostert and A-Chain both, I think, are startable this week.
I like it, buddy. I like it. Yeah, it's hard, man. You know, you have been riding Tyreek all this time, and now it's really that time, man. He got you there, but he may not be able to get you through. Find another option if Tyreek doesn't play.
Tough.
It is tough. It really is, man. Jets and the Dolphins, man, I think that's going to be a good matchup, buddy. Good matchup.
Yes, sir.
But let's keep this bad boy rolling. Let's go ahead and move on to the next game. We've got the Chiefs at the Patriots.
Over under for this game is 37.5 points. Vegas have the Chiefs picked to win by 9.5. And, you know, the Chiefs have been taking L's like it's nobody's business, but I think they get the dub here.
I mean, yeah. I mean, the Chiefs fans can rejoice, and I believe they'll get the dub here as well. If they don't, I think there might be something to worry about, don't you think?
Major, major worries.
Yes, sir, buddy. Yes, sir. Let's go up to some Chiefs starts in this game. Patrick Mahomes, start him up. Rashee Rice, man, is really starting to become that number one wide receiver that the Chiefs have been needing. Start him up. Travis Kelce, of course, start him up. And I think you could flex McKinnon. What do you think?
Yeah, man, because Pacheco's out of this game, right?
Yeah, Pacheco's out of there.
crazy, man. This dude's probably been another guy that helped you carry you to the playoffs, and now you can't rely on him. So, yeah, I like McKinnon as a flex.
What about Clyde? What do you think?
I ain't willing to risk my playoffs on Clyde Edwards. Hilarious.
Yeah. Clyde Edwards, hilarious. Yeah, that's a good one, buddy. Yeah, me neither. Me neither. Let's get to some Patriots starts, though. Ezekiel Elliott, really, man, I think he's a smash start. Could help take you to the promised land in the playoffs. DeMarco Douglas is back. I think you could start him up. And Hunter Henry, after that game last week, start him up.
Yeah, man, I love me some DeMarco Douglas. I'm so glad that he's back.
Yeah, Juju, the guys who picked Juju on the waiver aren't glad, buddy.
I mean, he didn't do much without him regardless.
He did a little bit. PPR, he did a little bit, yeah. You know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Chiefs, Patriots, we're going to find out what happens, buddy. Let's go ahead and move it on to the next game, buddy. We got the Texans at the Titans.
Over-under for this game is 37 points. Vegas has the Titans picked to win by one. Come on, somebody. Give me Will Levis. I got the Titans.
Me too. Me too. And basically, it's because Davis Mills, I think, is getting the start here. Nico Collins not there. I mean, it might be a good snag for old Noah Brown this week, though. What do you think? Is a flex option?
I mean, maybe, but you're going to risk that on your playoffs. You know, we haven't seen Davis Mills play really all year, and Noah Brown hasn't had a catch in 3 weeks. So, it's tough.
I'm just saying, you know what I mean? It could just be one of those shots in the dark that pay off. But you're right. Fantasy playoffs, can't risk it.
That's right. We'll jump into my Texans starts. Like we've talked about, C.J. Stroud is not going to be in this game. He's still listed as doubtful, but they've come out and said he will not play. The only Texan I'm starting in the playoffs is Devin Singletary, baby. Give me some Devin Singletary. And like I said, yeah, Davis Mills at QB. I don't want to start any of these. Not Dalton Schultz, not Nico Collins if he plays, not Noah Brown, none of them for me.
Wow, you really love some Devin Singletary, huh?
Hey, man, dude's been putting it on for me ever since I grabbed him off the waiver wire.
I get it, buddy. I get it.
Jump into my Titan starts. Will Levis, I think, is a desperation play. We know that his floor is pretty low, but his ceiling has been getting up there, man. You know, him and Hopkins have been really connecting. So he has opportunity to put up a lot of points, but we know that he can have a bad game as well. DeAndre Hopkins, you have to start in this game. Derrick Henry and Tyjae Spears are both startable in this game. And that's my Titan starts.
Yeah, buddy. I like it, man. I mean, that's the only way you can go really with them, buddy.
Also, Kyle Phillips is out, and I think that's going to help Tyjae Spears get a couple more PPR catches for you.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, I like it. I like it. Let's keep it rolling, though. Let's go ahead and jump to the 49ers at the Cardinals.
Over-under for this game is 46.5 points. Vegas has the Niners picked to win by 14. Yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah, maybe more, right? I mean,
definitely possible.
I think the Niners definitely take the win here. It's hard not to pick the Niners against anybody, to be completely honest. I tell you what, though, I'm ready for the Niners versus the Cowboys.
Yeah, man, that's going to be a good one.
It's going to be a banger, man. It's going to be a banger. But let's get some 49ers starts. Brock Purdy, I think you could start him up. Christian McCaffrey, start him up, of course. Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk, got to start these guys up. George Kittle, got to start him up. I mean, it's all the guys that you already were going to start anyways for the 49ers.
Yeah, man, and Deebo Samuel, you know, come draft time this year, I was really hating on Deebo, man, and I had him last year, and he really helped me, but it just wasn't looking good for Deebo for me, and it started off a little slow, but he's really starting to turn it up, man. I'm really excited to watch him play.
I mean, I think it's because he's healthier now, and I know he's played a full season, but they're figuring out the way to use Deebo, man, again, and I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
No doubt, no doubt.
Get to some Cardinal starts, though. It's Kyler Murray. It's James Conner in a pinch. It's Trey McBride. I know you're happy that guy's back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Fire up McBride, baby. He's taking you all the way to the ship.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I like it, man. I like it. Let's go ahead and move it on, buddy, to the next game. We got the Commanders at the Rams.
Over-under for this game is 48.5 points. Vegas have the Rams picked to win by 6.5. You know, this is going to be a really good game, but I do think the Rams pull off the victory here.
Okay. Yeah, man. I mean, I agree with you. I think it is going to be a lot better game than people are probably expecting, but I'm going to take the Rams too, man. I think Stafford has another 3-touchdown game.
But jumping to my commander starts, B. Robinson is out of this game, and that is Brian Robinson Jr., which leads me to my Manscaped start of the week. Antonio Gibson, baby, fire him up because he's going off and he's going to help you win this week in your playoffs. Love Antonio Gibson this week. I think he's going to have a great week. Got to fire up Curtis Samuel this week. And Terry McLaurin had a goose egg last week, so it's really tough to put him up there. But, I mean, if you ain't got no other options, flex him.
Okay, got your Manscaped start of the week over there. I like it. I like it. Yeah, buddy, makes sense. I agree.
Yes, sir. But moving on to my Rams starts, Matthew Stafford, you can fire him up. Cooper Kupp, fire him up. Puka Nacua, fire him up. Kyren Williams, fire him up. Tyler Higbee's neck was removed from the injury report, and I think you could start him.
Okay. I like it, buddy. I love it. Yeah, Tyler Higbee, man. He came on a little slow, but he started to pick it up. I like him as a start in this game as well. I like it a lot.
Matthew Stafford has got all of his options in this game, so I think it's definitely going to be a good one.
For sure, for sure. Hey, Tommy popping in the comments over on YouTube, Baker or Lawrence?
This is tough, man. To be honest with you, though, I lean Baker Mayfield.
I do, too. And it's strictly matchup-based. Ravens, yeah. You know what I mean? And the injury, of course. I like Baker as a start here.
Yeah, man. It's crazy to me, but I think I lean Baker wholeheartedly.
Is it that crazy, huh? Yeah, it's just crazy. It's just nuts.
It's insane.
Hey, Pate King, what's happening, buddy? Good to see you, man. Moss, Montgomery, or Ayuk, full PPR.
Man, this is tough. I'm throwing Moss out of the window completely. So it's between Montgomery and Ayuk for me. I think, honestly, I lead Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
But it's tough, man, because, you know, Ayuk can have an amazing game. But we know Montgomery has been really killing it this year. And I think in your playoffs, you can't leave Montgomery on the bench.
Yeah, I agree, buddy. It's going to be tough, though, because like you said, Ayuk – that guy can pop off and just do crazy things, or he can get 4 points for you, you know? You never know what you're going to get. But Montgomery, you know he's going to get touches, at least 40 to 50% of the touches. So I feel like you got to go Montgomery as well.
Yeah, and he said opponent had Raiders defense. Mm-hmm. Montgomery has a chance to get 3 touchdowns. You know, Ayuk doesn't necessarily have that opportunity where Montgomery could get 3 or 4. We've seen him do it.
We have seen him do it. Let's see. Peking says, A-Chain or Zeke? Who do you like?
Yeah, man. I think I like the guy that's got the backfield to himself, right? Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah. Yes, sir. I like it too, man. I go Zeke also in this game, buddy. I like it. But let's go ahead and move on to the next game. Another candidate for the Manscaped game of the week. We've got the Cowboys at the Bills, Trey.
Over under for this game is 49 points. Vegas have the Bills picked to win by 2. And you never know what Bills team you're going to get. But this week, I think we're going to get the Bills team that wins. Baby. Give me the Bills.
Going to just knock them Cowboys off their high horse, huh?
Yes, sir. Finally.
Ooh, I think it's going to be a good one, buddy. I think it's going to be a good one, man. I'm going to take the Bills also in this matchup. You think we're doing that a little bit with our hearts?
Just a little bit.
Hey, what are you going to do? I'm going to jump to some Cowboys starts. Dak Prescott has been on fire. Start him up. By the way, I think this is going to be an offensive matchup, man. Like a lot of offense, and I'm going to love to see it. Tony Pollard, start him up, man. I'm loving the Tony Pollard we're getting towards the latter half of the season, man. I just hope he keeps it up in the playoffs, and I think you could start him in this matchup here. CeeDee Lamb, another guy that you just got to start. CeeDee Lamb is going to be up in there, number one, number two picks next year. Definitely going to be a first-round receiver next year in the drafts. Don't you agree?
Without a doubt.
Absolutely. Brandon Cooks, if he plays, I like him as a start, man. I think he'll go kind of under the radar and get a lot of catches, man, while they're doubling CeeDee Lamb. If he plays, I know he's hurt, but Jake Ferguson I also like as a start. Trey, what do you think?
Yeah, man, you know, as much as I hate to say it, Jake Ferguson is probably my favorite tight end this year outside of Trey McBride. I mean, I hate to like a Cowboys player, but Jake Ferguson has been on fire, dude.
Yeah, he really has, buddy. I've been smashing the over on him a lot this year, and he hasn't let me down yet, you know?
No doubt.
Let's jump some Bills starts in this game. Josh Allen, QB1 on the season. Start him up. James Cook, start him up. Stephon Diggs, start him up. Gabe Davis, Don't start that guy up, man. He really hurt me last week, man, right here. So don't start old Gabe Davis up.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Dawson Knox, I like as a start in this game, man. He's back to full health, off the injury report, and back into our hearts. Start Dawson Knox in this matchup.
Yeah, man, it just worries me with Kincaid and still being able to get some catches out there. But, I mean, hey, tight end position is a tight end position, you know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Cowboys and Bills, that's one I'm super, super excited about, man. Let's go ahead and jump to the next game, and it is Sunday Night Football. We've got the Ravens at the Jaguars.
Over-under for this game is 43.5 points. Vegas have the Ravens picked to win by 3. Well, y'all know me, and I'm taking the – actually, I'll take the Ravens this week.
Wow, buddy. I think that's the first time you've taken the Ravens all season.
It is. And it has everything to do with Christian Kirk being on IR. Christian Kirk was in this game, I would take the Jags wholeheartedly.
Wow. Christian Kirk, the difference maker against the Ravens, huh?
I think so.
Honestly, I think the Ravens have a lot to play for. They want to keep that number one spot. Got to take the Ravens also in this matchup, Trey.
But jumping to my Ravens starts, it's Lamar Jackson, Odell Beckham Jr., fire him up. Zay Flowers, you got to start this dude. Keaton Mitchell, I mean, the running backs on this team, you know, it's always a committee and it's none of it's looked good. If you just are completely desperate, you can flex Keaton Mitchell, but I personally would stay away from it as much as possible. And Isaiah Likely, I think, is definitely startable in this game.
Yeah, good game last week for Isaiah Likely. I feel like you got to start him up, man. Sunday Night Football. I mean, I've seen Isaiah Likely shine on prime time, and I think I'm ready for it again, man. I like him as a start in this game.
Moving on to my Jag starts, Zay Jones in super deep leagues. If he plays, I think you can put him out there. Calvin Ridley, like I said, is going to get you 7 to 9 points. I mean, I know he could have a great game, but he probably won't. So be careful with that. And Parker Washington, another risky play. You know, last week he saved me with the touchdown, but he's had two weeks of points. So it's you know, if you're going to take that risk, you know, Parker Washington could get a touchdown. Just be careful with it. Travis Etienne, though, you know you got to fire this dude up, and Evan Ingram, both of those guys are smash starts on this team.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Evan Ingram, man, had a tight end one finish last week. I mean, I love what I'm seeing out of Evan Ingram, man. This is the Evan Ingram that I've been wanting all year. It's been slow. It's been steady. He's done enough, but that's the stuff I want to see, what I saw last week with Evan Ingram, Trey.
No doubt.
I like it, buddy. I like it. Ravens, Jaguars. Guys, we got one more game left, man. Don't forget to hit that like button and show some support and love for your boys over here at Fourth and Flex. Yeah, we appreciate it. Let's go ahead and jump on in, man. And, hey, if you got any more start and sits questions, now is the time. We're going to answer the last ones after the Eagles and Seahawks. But let's get into it, Trey. Monday Night Football, Eagles at the Seahawks.
Over-under for this game is 47 points. Vegas have the Eagles picked to win by 4.5. And, you know, this is a tough decision here, to be honest with you. I mean, both of these teams are high up in my heart. But I just think that the Eagles have had their ass whooped enough, and then they're going to end up getting the dub.
Yeah, buddy. I mean, the Seahawks, if Geno's in there, I hope they give him a good game like they did the Cowboys, man. They played a top-notch team. Seems like they play to the talent that they're playing. Let's see if they can play to it again. It hurts, but I'm definitely taking a bird to win this game. How about we say that?
I like it. But look, here, let me tell you this, okay? If Geno Smith plays in this game, they're at Seattle. The 12th man in this game, Oof. It's going to be close, man. Ooh. It really is. But I do think the Eagles will pull it off.
I do too, buddy. I think the Eagles take the dub in this matchup. But let's get some Eagles starts, shall we? Jalen Hurts, shall we start him up? DeAndre Swift. Look, I know DeAndre Swift owners, it's been tough sledding the last few weeks, but I do think he has a good game here. Startup DeAndre Swift, AJ Brown, Devonta Smith, got to start those guys up. Dallas Goedert, start them up, Trey.
Yeah, man, I like it. I love it.
You like it?
Some more of it.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Let's go to some Seahawks starts here, man. Geno, if he plays, I actually like him as a start, man. I think he does really well. Kenneth Walker, K9, throw him in. DK Metcalf, start him up. And Tyler Lockett, I think you could flex old Tyler Lockett.
I agree. I completely agree.
Yes, you do, buddy. Yeah, I knew that was going to be a tough one for you, man. I know you like the Seahawks, but I know you like the Eagles, too.
It's tough, man. I like the birds, man.
Yeah, you do. You do be liking those birds, man. You do be liking them. Hey, we got a couple questions popping off in the comments, guys. Hey, if you got any more, throw them in there. Let's see what old Pay King has to say. Pick two, Gibbs, Montgomery, Ayuk, full PPR.
You know, my instant gut reaction says Montgomery and Ayuk. I don't know how you feel about that.
Yeah, I like Gibbs and Ayuk, I think. That's what I feel like, man. It's hard, but it just feels right to me. Gibbs has been doing me well so far this year. I'm going to start him up. I know earlier you're talking about how great Montgomery could do, and you're right. I just think with the matchup, I like Gibbs better. I think Gibbs scores higher than Montgomery. And then Ayuk, I like him as a start, man. Either way, you know, them Niners get going, and it gets crazy.
I agree with you. My thing is like Montgomery could win you your whole week. You know what I mean? If he has that good of a game. But I get that Gibbs and Ayuk is a safer play. I just think that, you know, what would it be to just have one player and then boom, Detroit plays and you're set. You're good. You can go home, go to bed, read a book, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, because the Lions play on Saturday night too. Yes, so sir. That's something right there. He's got another one for us. Peking says, pick three full PPR, Gibbs, Montgomery, Ayuk, Olave, Moss.
Oh, so much easier. It's Gibbs, Montgomery, and Ayuk.
Gibbs and Montgomery and Ayuk?
Yeah, that's the way I see it.
So you're basically saying with his last question, you wanted to start all three of those guys.
I want to, yeah, of course.
You like sitting Olave over all those?
Yeah, Olave is questionable with his ankle injury. He's going to be a game-time decision. Derek Carr is his quarterback who has not been doing nothing. And Zach Moss, again, has not really been the man. I think Gibbs, Montgomery, and Ayuk all day in that pick.
Okay. I mean, I like it. Yeah. Get those guys going, man. You're definitely going to get the backfield when the Lions play. If the run game is going, you're definitely doing good, man. So I like it. I like it.
It definitely is scary starting two guys in the same backfield in the playoffs, but these guys have been consistent together and both putting up points all year. Why change your thoughts now?
You're right, buddy. You are absolutely right, man. I like it. I like it. Man, fantasy playoffs. This is the first week. If you're not sitting on a fresh bye, Trey's got something for you, man. What you got to tell these folks?
Hey, look, if you ain't got a bye right now, all I got to say is, you know, I'll see you next week.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But yeah, guys, appreciate the love, man. Watching on YouTube, watching anywhere. Please don't forget to hit that like button, man. Get this stuff out, man. Get us out there a little bit. We love helping people with fantasy football. It is our passion. So please share it, like it. Subscribe if you haven't done it already, man. It means the world to us. And Tommy, you better pay attention right now, man, because the Patreon has officially launched and you will be a member after this week, man, after the Bucks beat the Packers. Patreon.com/fourthandflex, man. Get in there, man, and become part of the family. Become part of the family. And Tommy, while you're down there in the description, don't forget,
we got merch.
We do got merch, man. We got hats. We got mugs. Anything I can slap a logo on, I promise you, I'm going to do it. Check it out down in the description. Support your show. Support your boys. Hey, get a sticker, man. Anything small, anything. There we go, baby, go. Hey, Packers win. I want a shirt.
Hey.
I can make that happen.
Hey, guess what? If you join the Patreon, you get a hat and a shirt.
Yeah. There you go, buddy. There you go.
We'll make it happen, Tommy.
Thanks, boys. Good luck, everyone. Go, Pack, go. Yeah, Tommy, you're on, buddy. You're on. Beautiful stuff, man. Guys, thank you so much for watching. And we shall see thee on the next one.
Peace out.
You've been listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go, here we go.
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at fourthandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at fourthandflex and on Twitter at fourthandflexpod. See you next time on the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.